welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited that my good friend Lori McClacken is here back with us again. And today we're going to be talking about how to renew your energy and life with the emotion code and the body code. And so Lori is going to be helping us to release old stagnant energy, such as avoidance, denial, and blame, to obtain clarity of purpose and direction for your precious life, to complete unfinished business with past or current relationships that will allow you to lift off in new ways, both personally and professionally, clear away confusion so you can hear and honor your deepest desires and connect to your sacred life force energy, and discover how to use pleasure as medicine, allowing you to tap into your divine essence and realize what you are called to be and do on the planet at this time. So Lori has been on our show many times, and we just absolutely love Lori and love working with her. And if you don't know Lori, Lori is an experienced oncology nurse who felt called to treat the whole person. She is a health coach, energy medicine practitioner, certified emotion code and body code practitioner, and a joyologist. So releasing trapped emotions is her sacred calling, and all of us have experienced challenging situations in our lives where we've had to deal with difficult emotions. In fact, 80% of our life issues are stored in our tissues as trapped emotions. And Lori digs deep so you can get to the source of the problem where your health and happiness is just waiting to be unleashed. So I'm so glad that Lori is here with us today, and she just worked on me for a quick moment right before we started, so I'm so grateful for Lori that she can do that and so effortlessly facilitate people, you know, on calls like this. I'm so glad that Lori's here. So I invite you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, your energy fields to the wisdom, the energies, and the releasings and clearings that are going to take place on this call. And just know that when Lori is working with one person to clear a trapped emotion, if that resonates with you, it will also clear yours as well. So I'll get Lori to explain that a little bit more, but just be open to that, okay? So just center in your heart space, open up your hearts, and join me in welcoming Lori to the show. Lori, welcome.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how excited I am to be here, Laura. It's always a joy for me. I just love the space you create, and it just fills me with joy.
Beautiful. Thank you. And for those of you, we already have some hands raised, which is great, and some questions on the Q&A. But if you would like to work one-on-one with Lori today, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So, because sometimes I forget to say that right away. So, but yeah, you can do that. So, Lori, let's talk a little bit, before we get into the questions, let's talk a little bit about what, you know, renewing your energy and your life means to you and how we can use the emotion code and body code to do that, to work with us to do that more.
Sure. Well, my own experience is that we have so many layers, or I did. I had so much anxiety that I didn't even know about what, but it was like I was afraid to really step in and live my life. And since I've been doing the emotion code and the body code, I feel like it's just peeled away layers of anxiety that's helped me to get to know myself in a deeper way. And the things that I was sometimes afraid to get to know about myself almost, I realized that, you know what, the closer I am to the truth of who I am, the more I become a friend, and I actually love what I'm discovering, even though I was afraid of it for a long time. And every time, you know, probably some of your listeners, you know, we're up-leveling ourselves in our lives. We're trying to live conscious, intentional lives and be open and receptive to all that life has to offer. And one of the other things I realized is that, you know what, we've grown up in a culture so often that's bathed in things have to be hard. Life is painful. And it's true that there are difficulties and there is pain in our life. The truth is that if we're willing to go through that and face it and look at it and honor it and acknowledge it for what it is and for what we're feeling and experiencing, we get to the other side, which is where there's joy and where there's happiness and where there's actually pleasure. And so I realized what a mindset shift that is needed in order to do this. And so the emotion code and the body code is a way to access the deeper truth within us. It's our subconscious. It's the things that are hidden, that are buried inside of us, that 80 to 90% of which are emotions that we weren't able to process, and for good reason. And so now that there's a way to do that, we can name what the emotion is, find out how old we were when it got trapped. Is it even ours, or is it inherited? So much of what we've inherited has been painful situations that our ancestors haven't been able to process. And so we've inherited it, and now we're passing it down to generations. And being able to identify it, and we can now release it, is such an amazing gift, because it's being released from our bodies, and we stop it from going down the generational line anymore, and it actually releases also from our ancestors. So it's a huge gift, and we never knew before how connected we really are to our ancestors and to all of humanity. And so what I love doing this as a group especially is that, just as Laura, you were saying, that as we're healing whoever I'm working on, we're also, because we're all human, if we have nothing else in common, we have being human beings. And so we've all experienced some of these emotions, if not all of them, at some time in our life. And so we're releasing it one-on-one and all together, and even it's rippling out into humanity. So we are really creating and putting in more love to all of humanity as we do it in our time together today.
Beautiful. Thank you. And absolutely. And that's something that we forget, even me. I forget sometimes that some of this stuff that is being asked to be released, it's coming up, right? And to be released, really, is not even ours. Sometimes it has to do with our ancestors, right? And that we can clear it from our field, and then, and in essence, clear it for them as well. So let's talk about some of the old stagnant energy that we all know about and we've all experienced, and sometimes we still do, such as avoidance, denial, and blame. Because they're heavy energies, right? And they don't really serve any purpose anymore. They're not really protecting us in any way. And they're all, you know, I find what they do is they just hold us back from really living the fullest expression of our life that we can. So can you talk a little bit about those energies, the energies of avoidance, denial, and blame, and how we can release those to have better clarity of purpose and direction in our lives so that we can live our fullest lives, our most prosperous lives?
Absolutely, yeah. That's really, really so true, Laura. And I can just tell you myself, as I've released layers and layers, and it is amazing how many layers we have, but because it's like peeling away an onion, and also we're a matrix. And I think it's really important what you were just saying, that this is, it's what we've experienced ourselves and weren't able to process that accumulates and accumulates in our bodies and can eventually become disease or is the cause of our pain in different parts of our bodies. And a big part of this is those emotions, when we try to deny and avoid and blame, we're actually preventing ourselves from living our own life. And so it's sometimes so much easier to blame somebody else. But the truth is, we're projecting and distracting ourselves from our own deeper truth and from who we are, and getting to peel that layer away and take responsibility and show up in our own lives in a way that actually will bring us more joy and more happiness. Because when we show up, we're empowered. And those emotions of avoidance, denial, and blame drain us of our own energy. And so often we get exhausted, we get depressed, and we don't need to, but we're not aware that there's something we can do about it. So releasing this in a very simple way, and really the biggest thing that I've realized for myself is being willing to name it. What am I feeling? And what do I need to do? Because most of the time, like for many years, I didn't even know that I had needs. I, you know, was a great people pleaser. And so I was here for everybody else. And it's like, well, while you're, somebody said to me once, while you're living everybody else's life, who's living yours? That really struck me. And since I've been doing the emotion code and the body code, it's just a beautiful, simple, easy way to access and get closer to the truth, name it, and be done with it. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to analyze it. We just need to name it and set it free. And then we can move on and have an experience. That's what I've really found. Rather than talking about, you know, the good or the bad emotions, it's really actually letting them go and releasing them from our bodies so we can have a different experience. We can relate. We can have a different relationship to ourselves, first of all, to our families, to our intimate partners, to the world, and to life itself. And we learned that our emotions, like these are hard ones, you're right, avoidance, denial, blame, and then you add on even lower vibrational ones of shame and guilt and repression, then we're being buried and buried and buried, and we feel that as a weight. It absolutely is. And as we name them and claim our own responsibility, which is where we are empowered and where our freedom and liberation, which is really present for us, we just need to claim it, then we've got space, because all of these negative emotions and frequencies are taking up space in our bodies and in our life. And so no wonder we can't move forward. There's real good reason for that. So as we clear that out, it's like, wow, you feel lighter. You feel more hopeful. You realize there is something I can do. And there's something really empowering about that. And I want to experience what life has to offer me, all the joy, all the positive emotions that maybe I haven't experienced as much of as I've been buried under the negative ones. And we can shift that. We can really shift that.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you were talking about how, you know, these negative emotions, feelings. I remember saying to my daughter just the other day, you know, about guilt, you know, I was like, it serves no purpose. You know, it's like, just let it go. You know, do not buy into that. And so, you know, how you were talking about acknowledging it and claiming it. And so I had a little bit of a reaction to that. It's like, okay, hold on. What do you mean? I understand acknowledging. What do you mean claiming? And is there a difference between the word claiming and the term, you know, the not buying into it, you know? So it's like, because I understand for myself, it's like if I say something like, oh, gosh, what am I going to – I'm feeling a lot of lack in my life at the moment. Okay, this is an example. I'm not, but I'm feeling like, you know, I'm just trying to think of something that you guys can relate to. So I'm acknowledging that I'm feeling that, right? But there really truly is there lack in my life? No, you know, we are all abundant beings, right? And there's so much in my life that I'm grateful for and blessed for, but I'm feeling that emotion anyway. So is that what you mean by claiming it?
Well, that's really a beautiful question, Alara. So I'm glad to clarify that.
Thank
so
you.
When we have a feeling like that or you're feeling lack, then the question I like to ask is, so what's the deeper truth? Like you just said, I'm feeling lack, and yet, what's the deeper truth? I actually have so much to be grateful for, and I am grateful for it. So where is this coming from? And a lot of times I'll ask myself, so how old do I feel when I'm having that feeling? And it could be, but it's happened to me a number of times when I'm feeling really sad or something, and I can't understand why. It's like, oh, my gosh, I feel 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was just a really sad time. And so I can tell that it's that younger part of myself that's actually having the feeling. It's not me as an adult.
Right.
And yet because we're separate, so there's something that part of me needs. And it could be a hug. It could be she needs to experience a little more fun. And am I taking time to go for a walk? No, I'm working like a crazy person. So it reminds me when I get to the deeper truth, and how old do I feel, and where do I feel that in my body? And oftentimes it'll be my gut, you know, my power center.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really disempowered at that age.
Right.
And the truth is, I can say to her, you know what, I'm here now. I have so much experience. I'm really excited to share what I've learned with you. And you just stay in my heart. You don't have to do anything. Your job is just to play. I'm going to take care of it. And then I can feel myself getting connected again. Sometimes it takes a while because mm-hmm. I have to take responsibility as the adult that I am and say, even if I'm scared and I may not know what I really need to do, I realize I can, I am capable of it. It's just new and it may be scary. And so what's one bold baby step I can take
mm-hmm.
so that I feel connected to myself and I'm answering and taking action on what's the real need I have?
Hmm. Beautiful.
And so it may be that I've got to stop working right now and go
yes.
take a walk.
Exactly. Yeah. Love it. Thank you. Yay. Yeah. Good. So we have lots more to talk about, obviously. But so can you do a releasing and clearing of those energies, the avoidance, denial, and blame for all of us?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. That's a pretty common one, right? All right, so
yes.
let's ask. I'm going to, so everybody on the call, then by being here, I'm assuming that you're giving me permission to tap into your subconscious and to the subconscious of the group. And so I'll ask you, Alara, if that's
yes.
true. I get a yes to that. Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I always like to start by asking for divine guidance so that whatever comes of this time we share is truly for our highest good, our deepest truth, and our greatest benefit.
Mm-hmm.
For each of us, for all of us, for all of our families, and for humanity. All right, so I'm going to ask now, and I'm using the muscle testing of the sway test. So when I sway forward, which you can't see me, but when I sway forward, that's a yes, a truth, and when I sway backward, that's no, it's not a truth. So I'm asking now the group conscious, subconsciousness, if there is any avoidance, denial, and blame here at all that I can release. And I get a big yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. So now I'm going to use a magnet to release this, and I'm going to put it over my head. So those of you who are familiar with acupuncture or the energy pathways, the largest one goes over our lip all the way down our spine. And that's where all other energetic pathways flow into that one large governing meridian. And so by using a magnet, I'm magnifying our intention to release this trapped emotions of blame, avoidance, and denial. And so we're going to push that out of our bodies energetically so that it'll be released forever. Whatever
mm-hmm.
this layer is, we can have many layers, but this layer will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you want to, you can follow by putting two fingers over your forehead and your head and down your neck, or you can just close your eyes and notice. I just invite you to take a deep breath, be present to your own body, to whatever you're sensing, whatever is coming up for you, whatever you're thinking, and just notice it as we do this, okay? So here we go, releasing it. I'm going to do it 10 times. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Just take a nice deep breath and let it go. Nice deep exhale. And just notice if you felt anything, if you got any insight, what you're feeling. And if you didn't feel anything, that's fine too. There's no right or wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice. And I'm going to test if that did get released completely, and I get a yes. Well, thank you all for that.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was good. I feel lighter. You know, like I feel clearer. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. That happens. So many people say that, and that's been my experience too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you. That was a great idea.
all right. Oh wow. So we got lots of questions on the Q&A and hands raised. So I think what we should do, Lori, is take some questions and then we'll continue, you know, with what we were talking about. But let's see what's going on with everybody on the call today as well. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we are going to go to phone number ending in 6147.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, thank you. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. I never know.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, good.
Give me a different name. Who knows? All right, Michelle. So, do you have a question for Lori?
Well, I was wondering if she could. Well, I feel like I have a lot of anger that's keeping me from joy and happiness, feeling those. And if she could release that.
Sure, Michelle. So, did you say anger?
Right, yes.
Yes, okay. Good.
Unless
you
feel something else.
And what?
Unless you feel something else, but
well, we'll ask.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah, perfect. No, that's great that you already know and are naming it. That's really key. So good for you. So what I'm going to do is ask your subconscious, and how many years young are you?
63.
Wonderful. All right. So let's ask your subconscious if there's anything else we need to identify. No, you named it beautifully. So I want to find out, is this yours? Yes. And is this before the age of 10? Yes. 5, 6, 7, 8. So there's something here that is stuck from when you were around 8 years old. And it could be off a year, 7, 8, 9. When you hear anger at around 8 years old, what pops into your mind?
Wow. Right now, I'm supposed to remember it?
Yes, and just trust whatever pops into your mind. It may not make sense. But okay.
I guess. Something happened that I didn't get something I wanted. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I get a yes to that. And how common is that at 8 years old, right? So let's
right.
just see here. Is that what this is about? You're absolutely on target. And see, your subconscious is bringing this to your conscious mind for a reason. So let's just ask, is this connected? Yes. And so what is it in your life now that's creating anger?
Well, I guess I work at myself all the time and I'm still not getting progress, I don't feel, or the joy
okay.
and happiness.
Okay. All right. And so let's just see here, because there's something, this anger that you had from not getting what you wanted at 8 years old, or something you really wanted. And see, at 8 years old, we believe in infinite possibility. And so when we don't get something we want that we really believed that we and knew, like you knew you wanted that and you needed it from an 8 year old standpoint, we get crushed in a way. And so anger is a typical response to that. However, that was really powerful and you weren't able to process it because who's modeled for us how to really deal with anger in a healthy way? Not too many people, right? And so it's there
right.
from when you were 8 years old till now. And I want to ask you, where is you're talking about this? Do you feel this in your body?
I think in my head. my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get a yes to that. And so there's something here to do with your perception. Right? Okay. So it's a thought process that's keeping you stuck in this state of anger. All right? So just good to know.
Okay.
All right? Not good or bad, just good to know. All right? So let's see. Is there anything else we need to know? No. Is there anything hidden or missing? No. Can you release this? Yes. And is 10 enough? Yes. So I'm going to do 10 rolls of the magnet. And I want to invite everybody else to just notice, as Michelle and I were talking about this, where have you experienced anger in your life, now or any time? And just notice what's the first thing that pops to your mind. That's the one your subconscious is wanting to poke at you about right now. And notice how old you feel and where in your body are you feeling it the most. And so now, with this beautiful resonant field, which is going to support us to release this in a deep way, I'll use the magnet. So it's like clearing the slate, okay? And just notice how you feel. All right, Michelle? So just be open and notice. And let's just see. So
okay.
You're ready. Is everybody else? Yes, I got a yes for everybody else. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. And sometimes if you have the opportunity, you can just shake your body to help it move out. Some people yawn. We have all different ways of releasing. So I'm going to test. Did you release that completely? Yes, you did, Michelle. And did everybody in the group? Yes. So the reason I test to be sure that you released it and get a yes is good, because if anybody didn't release it, we'd want to just go a little bit deeper, because there's a reason for that. And so with great compassion, we just want to offer support so that all of us can release it completely. But everybody did here. And the other thing I want you to know is it can take a number of days to weeks to actually process that when it's been there a long time. So you may not notice anything right now. Some people do feel lighter and less burdened. But if you don't, that doesn't mean that nothing happened. Some people feel tingling, like energy is moving, and it just needs time to process and integrate. Okay, so Michelle, it's been there since 8 years old till now. And so you may notice a little bit more clarity or space to be able to say, you know what, I wonder if there's another way that I could look at this that I didn't see before. And just give yourself the opportunity to notice that. Does another idea come to your mind? Is there something in your life that you actually do enjoy and you totally forgot, or because you were so concentrated on feeling and being filled with this vibration of anger that you couldn't notice it? And maybe now you will. So I just invite
you. Okay, wow, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. That's something we can all relate to.
Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, that was a big one. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Lori, about how, you know, sometimes it takes days or weeks, you know, for the processing to take place. It doesn't always happen in this moment, right? All in this moment.
Right, exactly.
Good, 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 good. And now I just want to take a quick question from the Q&A.
Okay.
This is from Kim in Hartford. And she says, all my life I've been struggling with my weight and feeling powerless around food. I'm 58 and would rate this a 9. Is there anything that comes up that Lori could clear for me?
Oh, absolutely, Kim. We can check for you. And I know that it is because, you know, visible and invisible, there are whole things that are holding us back that really we feel like they're protection and that we
mm-hmm.
need them.
Mm-hmm.
And so just you asking this question is really significant for you. So I really want to honor you for your courage to do that. And it's such a common problem.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really going to help you and many other people. So let's ask, I'm going to ask your subconscious now, what is the most important thing that we can identify for you regarding this weight and feeling powerless? Because you hit the nail on the head, all right? This is all meant to empower us and to trust our own guts and our own intuition. All right, this is like training wheels. That's a big part of what I love about the Emotion Code and Body Code, because as we clear this stuff, then we can hear what's really wanting to guide us, what's wanting to emerge from deep within us. What do I really need to do to connect with myself and to honor and love who I am and get to know who that is? So, with that intention, let's ask, is it on the mind map? No. Is it on the emotion code chart? Yes. So I have like 60 emotions here. We're going to whittle it down quickly. Is it yours? Yes. Is it from column A? No. Column B, odd row. Is it row one? So the first one, what's coming up, is something called effort unreceived.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a big deal. So this is when, have you ever felt like you're putting in a lot of love, a lot of generosity, a lot of time, a lot of effort into a relationship or an institution or a job, and you just hit a wall? Like it feels like nobody's seen all the effort and energy you're putting into it. They're not appreciating you. They're not seeing you. That's one of the biggest, most common trapped emotions that I find. So that's a big one here. And I've heard a lot of people say, that's my life story. So we'll see. So know that you're not alone if that's true for you. And let's find out when this got trapped. So is this from before the age of 10? No, 11, 12, 13, 14. So somewhere around 14 years old, when you hear effort unreceived, what pops into your mind? What's in your subconscious that you totally forgot about or weren't aware of that your consciousness is wanting you to bring up? Because when we're aware of it, we can do something about it. We can change it. Until we're aware of it, we can't. So let's just ask, is there anything else we need to know? No. Anything hidden or missing here? No. So can you release this? I get a yes to that. And a yes that says I'm so ready to. So that's awesome. And I just want to invite everybody else listening to notice where in your life have you ever experienced effort unreceived, being unappreciated, unheard? And where do you feel it in your body? And how old do you feel? So what I want to ask for you, Kim, too, is where is this in your body? And so what I get is in your heart. And that tells me that you have a beautiful, big heart. And so because of this, and who knows how many other trapped emotions you have, there's a wall around your heart energetically because you felt, you know, our hearts are so tender. And you felt like you had to protect it. And this is going to help to release a little piece of that wall around your heart so that you can give and receive the love that you're meant to experience. And I know you've got a big heart and you've probably given a lot of that over the years and been a great giver and not too easily a receiver. And what's beautiful about releasing the layers of our heart wall is that our heart then can expand. And see, you have a big capacity. So even with a wall, you've loved, and yet your capacity is even greater. Your potential And your gift in the world is much bigger than what you've been able to give so far. And this is going to help your heart expand and fill with a love that's always been there, but that's been squished down. And I want you to, first of all, turn that extra love that you experience towards you. It's your own heart that wants to connect in a deeper way with you and let you know how much it loves you. And it's just waiting for you to love it back. So, anything else we need to know? No. Everybody got that? Effort unreceived for themselves? Yes. So here we go. We're going to release this, and 10 is enough. So here we are, releasing effort unreceived. 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. One layer gone forever. So did you release this completely? Yes. And did everybody else in the group? Yes. So being in a group like this, it amplifies the beautiful energy and space that we're creating by releasing this and setting this free, letting go like a backpack of negative energy. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, Kim, for that question. This, like I said, this helps all of us. All right, so we're going to take more questions from callers in just a few moments. But let's talk about relationships, right? Unfinished business with past or current relationships, so that we can finally release that, let that go, and you know, move forward in our lives, both personally and professionally. So let's talk a little bit about that, Lori. What do you mean by that? How do we complete unfinished business?
Well, so if you've ever had a relationship that you feel like ended badly, you didn't get to say goodbye, or you left, or the other person left in anger, or you've ever had a business partner where things didn't go well, and you don't feel it complete. I mean, our lives are filled with incomplete business, and we don't realize how much that accumulates and weighs us down. So, and the contrast is that if you've ever been able to have a conversation or say goodbye to someone as they're dying, a loved one, how full you feel and how you remain with a heart full of love. And even if it doesn't end the way you wanted, it feels complete. And that just sets us free in an unbelievable way. And so it's really important. That's why it's so important to ask, what is it I need to do, and to get to know and listen. You don't need to analyze or strategize. We've grown up thinking that's how we figure things out. And the truth is, we need to listen to our heart and be receptive and follow the guidance, the intuition that may not make any logical sense, and yet, deep in our heart, otherwise it keeps gnawing at us. You ever have that, you know, nagging voice saying you really need to write a letter to that person and that you didn't get to say goodbye to, or you need to apologize for the, to that person. And it requires us to be sometimes radically humble. And yet that's where we're going to find the joy and freedom that we're looking for. We have to be willing to take that step that we're inspired to do, but because it's often a whisper, we decide, no, I can just let that go. I'll bury it. I don't know how many times I've done that. And, you know, the truth is that, I have a friend who recently, I had just met this person, and we got together, and he said, Lori, I'd like to offer you a compliment. Are you willing to hear it? And I was so taken aback because I had never had anybody ask me that. And so what I realized with that, I felt so respected and honored as a person that he was giving me a choice, even for something good, Mm-hmm. And it was such a beautiful model. And so I've done that in so many relationships. And realize, see, it takes an extra moment. And yet that creates a deeper bond and a connection, a meaningful connection. And that's what we all truly want. So sometimes we need to do that with ourselves. Other times, you know, I've said, you know, I have an apology to offer you. Are you willing to hear it? Because it puts then the responsibility on the other person to say yes or no. They're making a choice, as mm-hmm. I've made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows for an openness and a receptivity and an honesty that is actually pretty rare and can be created almost instantly in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And allows for completion. So, I don't know, I hope that I hope to answer that.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's beautiful because you're right. We do have so many incomplete, unfinished business with so many different people. And if they've passed on, you can still do that, right? Just, you know, mm-hmm. from your higher self to their higher self kind of thing. You can still do that. You can still communicate with them.
Right.
And because I think it's important for us to do that, to have that closure, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. And maybe because working as an oncology nurse, I realized firsthand how important closure and saying goodbye really was for me. I wasn't aware of it till then. It was easy to let things go. Mm-hmm. And I can tell even now with a friend, we're doing a 30-day challenge to write a card of appreciation every day this month to somebody different.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I didn't realize, because even there are friends or people I've worked with before that I never got to tell them about something beautiful that happened because of what came about from a session I had with them, or a friend that I haven't seen for years that I love, just to let them know, you know, I think of you often, and I'm so grateful for the memories that we had together. And I'm discovering how simple that is, and yet I'm feeling more and more grounded and complete with those people that I didn't even realize were like threads unfinished.
Mm-hmm. Mm, nice, beautiful. That's a great exercise, a great practice to do. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's take another question. Let's take another question. Hold on. Where are we? Phone number ending in 6350.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, this is Melissa.
Perfect.
Hi, Melissa. Hi. Oh my gosh, this has been the most wonderful call. I enjoyed every single moment.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
And even your own life, it was, you know, I thought, I don't know. I mean, because I've been a people pleaser all my life, so that was an awareness. And I mean, not that I wasn't aware of, but
what can I do to support you right now?
I'm trying to think which emotion I want to go with, because I actually, every person that you've connected with, in fact the last one I'm just trying to recover from, because there was a lot of tears for me about the you know, recognized effort. So I think there's a lot, I still have some things around not being seen and not being heard. But I don't know if there's something too around, there's something around not a fear of what's going to happen next. And I think that fear keeps me from stepping forward in life and always, okay, being entangled in chaos. And, you know, it's almost
well,
like
I just want, yes, no, that's beautifully put. And I just want to acknowledge what amazing clarity you have. And you're giving it really good voice. You're naming it so well. And that's really key. So I just want to acknowledge that. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And can I ask how many years young you are, Melissa?
65.
65. Beautiful. So I want to ask your subconscious, what is most important? What's an underlying reason for this fear for you right now about what's going to happen next? And see if that's what would be most beneficial for you to identify and release, okay? How does that sound?
That's great.
Okay. So let's see. Is it on the emotion core chart? Yes. Is it from column A? No. Column B on row? Is it row 1, row 3? So what's coming up is grief.
Okay.
And grief, yeah, okay. So, and this is, it's beautiful, as you were saying, because you've peeled already a number of layers. So this is a deeper layer for you, okay, from what we've done together already today. So this is really beautiful. You're going deeper, all right, getting to the deeper truth here. And let's see how old you were when this got trapped. Is this before the age of 10? No, 11, 12, 13. 14. So when you were around 14 years old and you hear grief, which is really a complex emotion, it's got loss, it's got sadness, what comes to your mind?
Oh, wow. I don't know. There was like just, I mean, there were so many things. All of a sudden, there was just like a rush of, I think, I've kind of forgotten about that time, but I think, I can't pinpoint it. There's just.
Okay. So, but that's perfect. You're saying there was a lot that age just had a lot of sadness. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. Okay. And so see, this is your subconscious that absolutely adores you and loves you and wants to validate for you just how hard it was. How grief-stricken or filled with grief you were as a 14-year-old. And as a 14-year-old, that's a time when we're meant to be having fun and being with our peers and just excited about life. So it's wanting to validate that you had an experience of deep sadness. And just so you can honor that, you weren't able to process it as a 14-year-old. And that makes perfect sense, right? So now... All right. And so now you're able to do that. And I'm so glad that we're in a group, this beautiful group with this heartfelt energy here to support you and stand with you and be with you as you release this. Okay. This is really profound. So I just want to ask, is there anything else we need to know? No. Is there anything hidden or missing? No. Can you release it? Yes. Are you ready to release it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I just want to invite everybody else to notice, as we've been talking about this, where did you feel grief in your body? How old are you? And what's coming up around that? And for you, Melissa, where are you feeling in your body right now?
In my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're working on the heart walls for all of us, which is, there's nothing more beautiful. So thank you. All right. So here we go. We're ready to release this whole layer of grief from when you were 14 till now. 10 times. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1 for good measure, 11. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Did you release that completely? Yes. And did everybody else? Yes. So how are you feeling now?
I feel much calmer, and I definitely feel lighter because there was so much emotion around that. As soon as you said the word grief, it was like from, I never dreamed that you would have gone back to 14 because I started with recent grief. And so it just, I mean, it hit me like a brick wall when you said the word grief. So, but I feel so much better now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We're all standing with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Have
thank
some water now.
Okay, I will. I just want to thank you because I just, your compassion is just so heartfelt, so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for saying that. You know, because that's what I feel, too, about Lori so much. So much compassion, so much integrity, you know? Absolutely.
I know it. Oh, beautiful.
Thanks. All right. Let's go to, do we want to go to the Q&A or do we want to talk about confusion?
Confusion, sure. That's a big one.
Yeah, let's talk about clearing confusion.
Okay. I can totally relate to that, too. All right. So, and what was the name?
No, this is, you know, how one of the things that we were going to talk about, one of the bullet points that you gave me?
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it was like clearing away confusion so we can hear and honor our deepest desires and connect to our sacred life force energy.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Because it feels like, I think someone else mentioned too, all this chaotic energy. And you know, the world is filled with that right now. And we are all affected by it. So we have our own, from our own personal situations. We can feel confused at certain points when we may have inherited stuff. We've got cultural confusion. And we've got just everything going on in the world that creates confusion for us. And that can often lead to fear. And so again, identifying it, naming it, what am I feeling? Wow, I'm feeling totally confused. All right, acknowledging it, honoring it, and finding out, is there anything more I need to know about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so if it's okay, Laura, I would almost ask and see if we can release this for all of us together too.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
Wonderful.
It'll just help us to get to deeper layers of and allow for clarity. So, because I got a big yes, we've all got a few layers of that one, and this just allows us again to have clarity and to put more love into the world where there's confusion. So, 10 will do it here too. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. That was beautiful. We really all did release another layer of that. And I think, so to be able to then ask, once we've identified and now we released it, to say, so what's my next inspired action step? And again, to try to get out of our head and into our heart, into our gut, into our deeper inner knowing, be really connected to our deepest truth and trust that. And so often we feel out of practice with that. And so this is life offering us the opportunity to ask ourselves, so what is it I need to do? How can I make a difference for myself, for my family, for the world right now? And really, it can be, you know what, I'm starved, I need to eat something. So really practical, back to basics type things. Maybe I'm dehydrated, I need a glass of water, or I'm really feeling stressed out, so turn on a music, you know, a station or a song that you love and just dance for 5 minutes. Shake it all out. And then notice how you feel, because we need to, confusion pulls us out of ourselves from being connected to ourselves and being in alignment with our own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. I love that. Yeah, I'm glad we did that because it's so, so relevant right now, like you said, and so valid. So, Lori, I have a question from Benjamin in Michigan on the Q&A. He says, I think I have a trapped emotion around safety. I remember my parents fighting and I was too small to save my mother. I get reactive when there is any conflict. This is no way to live. Can you please help me? Thank you immensely.
Absolutely, Benjamin. So glad that you are bringing that up. This is a big one. And I think really the majority of us, for one reason or another, experience this. So really appreciate that. All right. So let's ask for you too, what is most important that we identify as a possible underlying cause here for feeling so unsafe and for having such a difficulty with conflict? So is this yours? Yes. Is it from Colin? Okay. So what comes up right away is this sense of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
If we fear being abandoned, of course we're not going to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so I want to find out, when did this get trapped for you? Is this before the age of 10? So you know what's coming up actually for you, Benjamin, is that this is from a past life. So no wonder that it's been so hard this life, because you came in already to this life with this fear of abandonment. So it's like a double whammy for you on top of having those experiences as a little boy. So is there anything more we need to know? Nope. Anything hidden or missing? No. Nope. Can we release this? Yes. All right. And so I want to just invite everybody else, notice, where have you ever experienced abandonment? And where, what age are you? What's the first thing that pops into your mind? And where do you feel this in your body? And I'm going to ask for you, Benjamin. I get this is your heart too. I mean, that really creates a problem. Our heart wants to be safe. We want to feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really beautiful that we're able to work on the heart wall for each one of us here today and for all of us together to heal these deep wounds. All right, so can you release this? Yes. Are you ready to? And I'm getting a yes to that. And is everybody else ready? Yes. Is 10 rolls of the magnet enough? Yes. So here we go, releasing abandonment. And what I want to invite you to do, I think another thing that's important, is as we release this and create this whole new space, what is it you want to replace this with? Now mm-hmm. you've got an open space for a much higher vibration. And so I want to offer you, rather than feeling abandoned, to let in feeling cherished and loved mm-hmm. and safe. Okay?
Right. Yep.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice, deep breath. And let it go. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, did you release it? Beautiful. Yes, you did release it, Benjamin, and all of us released it too. Wow. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Let us know, Benjamin, how you feel now. And same with Kim. Let us know how that was for you.
Yes.
Previous one that we did with you. Let us know how that was for you as well. Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay. Just take a deep breath, everyone. Drink some water.
Yes, good idea.
One of the things I was going to mention, and I thought, is that when you're running the magnet, it's really important for all of us to be breathing at the same time, right? To, not to hold our breath, but to breathe, right?
Right. Very good point.
I sometimes tend to not breathe and say, please. Yes. All right, so let's take a few moments and talk about the special offers that you have for the Awaken to Happiness Now listeners today. So if you're on the live page already, you can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori13. Let me just open that up here. So we have three special offers, three packages, package A, B, and C. And so package A is virtual community emotion code session. So this is a group program for $120. Package B is the personal emotion code session one-on-one with Lori for $150. And package C is a five-pack of personal sessions with Lori for $600. So Lori, can you talk about these three different packages for a few moments?
Sure. So the group one is done on the second Tuesday of every month at 3 p.m., and that's through God's Health University. So that people from around the world are on there. I did it at that time specifically so that it, England and France and Germany, it would be a good time for them. And yeah. that is, you know, it's a beautiful, it's like this, actually. It's so we're doing it together as a group. And that has some wonderful benefits because we also experience that we're not alone. And to be able to feel and know that from experiencing it together with other people is to really be a
surprise.
Okay. But there
are,
Can you give myself a second,
okay?
Oh, sure. Okay.
You keep talking. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so some people prefer that, and that's $120 for the rest of the year. So that's, you know, that also is a good option for a much less costly way to do the emotion code and body code. Then a lot of times people, even from doing this kind of thing, realize there's some other things that have surfaced now and they would like to work individually. And so that all the energy and my time is focused on you for an hour. And so that's what a personal emotion code and body code session is. And that, instead of $185, I'm offering it for $150 for an hour. And a lot of people find that doing this type of work on a regular way, like not everybody needs it weekly, but some people will take it like they like a monthly maintenance or depending if you have a certain issue, sometimes getting support weekly can be really make all the difference to get you to the next level and support you because none of us can become ourselves by ourselves. We all need support. And actually, the more support we have, the more powerful we are. So that's why I offer a five-pack. So that's 5-hour, one-hour session. And instead of $750, that's for $600. So I just want to let you know those are possibilities. If any of that resonates with you, I'd be so delighted to have that experience with you. So thank you, Alara. Hello? So until Alara comes back, maybe what I'll do is just ask if there is anything else that I could release for the group as we're doing this. You've been such a wonderful listening audience and know that it's the exact same benefit if you're listening to the replay. So let's see if there's something here. There is something here that we can release. Is it from column A? No. Column B, odd row. Row one, yes. Heartache. So it's heartache. Since we're working on our heart walls, that makes sense. That we've all experienced heartache in some way. So I want to invite you to just notice when you heard the emotion heartache, what's the first thing that popped into your mind? How old you feel? You can even put your hand on your heart to feel that. And where, well, it's actually in our hearts. So that one we've all got together. So we're putting a hand on our heart together and getting ready to release this. So I just want to make sure, is there anything else we need to know? Anything hidden or missing? Can we release it now? Yes. So here we go. We'll all release heartache. 10 rolls of the magnet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Beautiful. Did everybody release that? And I get a yes. Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
Oh, good. So you're back. Awesome.
I'm back.
All right. We just took advantage to release one more drop of motion.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad you did. All right. So do you want to take some more questions from the Q&A?
Sure.
We have tons. We still have tons. Let me see. Where are we? All right. So I had a question from, I hope I'm saying your name right, Emily. I'm going to say Emily. And she's asking, what do we do with accumulated fear, despair, grief, and sadness? How do we clear that away?
Good question. Fear, sadness. What was the other one? Despair.
Fear, despair, grief, and sadness.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's really powerful, Annalie. And so what we can do, and I want to ask for you, are these all together? Yes. See, so interesting. Your own intuition knows that, because what's happened here is there's a psychic trauma. And what that means is that you've got fear, sadness, despair, and grief all clumped together. Mm. So it, rather than separate, they're all, you experience them all at the same time and intensely. And so it feels really powerful. And I can feel that in your energy. So you hit the nail on the head. See, our intuition is amazing. So let's find out, is this yours? And I get a no to that. That's interesting. Okay. So let's see. Is this inherited? No, it's a psychic trauma. Okay. That's what your subconscious just wanted to confirm. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yep. It's definitely all of these together that you've experienced intensely at the same time. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask, we don't even need to know your age because apparently it's happening right now. Okay. This is at present for you. And we don't need to know anything more. This is like a big ball of energy, and I want you just to notice how exactly big does it feel to you. It feels really large is what I'm sensing. And so I'm so glad you're bringing this up so that we can support you and release this with you and for all of us. So just everybody notice. Have you ever felt all of those emotions all at once? Are you feeling them now? Where are you noticing them in your body? And see, pretty much it's our hearts. This group, it's really the heart. That's pretty powerful. So let's release this. Is 10 enough and I get no? 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So this is really powerful and deep. So I'm going to do 30 rolls of the magnet, and I just want to invite us all to be really present to our own body, to what we're sensing, be open and receptive, and see if you can just extend that energy out into the room that you're in so that we can kind of almost join hearts and release this energy all together. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Nice deep breath. And let that go. So that may take some while, especially for you, Annalie, to release all of that, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm getting it is releasing, and it needs some time. So I hope you feel a little bit lighter from that. That was a lot of big, strong energy. And so I want to invite you to just notice, what is it that you'd really love to replace that with? all that energy, but now you've got a big space in your heart for peace, for serenity, for love, for joy, for whatever it is that right now is what you're most in need of. And just let yourself breathe that in and out. Breathe it in and out and let yourself achieve it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Emily. Good one. Let us know how that resonates with you as well. You can just write it in on the Q&A. All right, so we're going to take one more question from the telephone. Phone number ending in 5025. Hello? Maybe. Hello? Phone number ending 5025. Going. Oh, hello. Yep. Hi.
Oh, are you there?
Yes. I wasn't sure.
I didn't know. I didn't know you were talking to me because I didn't hear any, like, click or anything. So I just sat there and I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your name?
I almost lost my chance.
Exactly. I was at two.
Hi, it's Shannon. How are you?
Good. Hi,
Shannon.
Yes. Hi.
Wonderful. Hi, Shannon. So what can I support you with?
I'm always looking to be cleared out, healed. I'm on a journey right now to self-improvement, meditating, trying to manifest different things. And I hear clearing and, you know, making things right within yourself is one of the priority things in order to make positive things happen. So is there anything that you're sensing that I need some additional help with?
Okay, perfect question. So let's ask your subconscious. And again, because it loves you unconditionally and knows exactly what is going to be most beneficial for you right now. So I'm going to ask, is this yours? No. So this is something inherited, so it's not even yours, and yet it's affecting your life. So let's find out. This seems to be from your mother, and is it from her mother? No. From her father, and from his mother? Yes. And does it go back any other generations? Yes. More than 10? No. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So this is, you inherited this from your mother, who got it from her father, who got it from his mother 9 generations back, just like that. And do you have any children?
Yes.
Yes? How many children do you have?
Two on Earth.
Okay. So the one that's in heaven is here to support all of us, okay? And it's very present. So that's really beautiful, with such love and support. Okay, so let's find out what this emotion is. Is it from column A? Yes. Is it an odd row? No. Even row? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so what's coming up is inherited humiliation. And so this is really beautiful, Shannon, because the spirit of your mother, your grandfather, your great-grandmother, and all 9 generations are here because they, too, want you to know how loved and supported you are. And they can't help us unless we ask for it, and they so want to support you. And so this inherited humiliation is something that created pain for all of them that they didn't know how to process during their life. And they actually feel the pain of knowing that they handed this down to you and didn't know any better or what to do. And now they're so grateful to you because they're really happy to know it's going to be released from you so you can soar higher in your life. And you're releasing it from them and from your other children, so it won't go any further down the line, and everyone else of all these ancestors can soar higher wherever they are. Okay, so it's really a huge gift. And does it make sense to you that, I mean, we all have our own experiences of humiliation, but sometimes Have you ever felt like it's deeper or more of it than really feels like it ought to be yours?
Probably, but at least now I know something that I can kind of focus on clearing out on, even on my own.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you mentioned my mother's spirit, because she, I didn't tell you she passed away, so she is passed away.
Wow, wow. And how long ago?
14 years.
Wow, okay. So, see, I love this, because it feels like the connection with our ancestors, sometimes we forget how very close and connected we are to them, and that we can still heal things for ourselves and for them. And that's just, see, this is the first time in the history of humanity when we've been aware enough to know that that's possible. Right? So it's really beautiful. And where are you feeling this as we're talking about this?
I feel like my chest.
Yeah, it's the heart. It's really amazing. We're all doing heart wall work here today. All right. So are you ready to release this?
I am. I'm more than ready.
Okay, beautiful. And so I just want to invite everybody else to notice, where have you experienced humiliation? Could it be inherited for you too? Might not be, but it might be. And just trust your intuition on that and how old you feel. And it's in all of our hearts. So we're going to release it together again. All right, here we go. 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Beautiful. So I want to check, did you release that, Shannon, completely? Yes. And from your children, yes. And from your mother, your grandfather, your great-grandmother, and all 9 ancestors, yes. And did all of us together release it? Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I do feel lighter.
Oh, good. Your heart is lighter. Beautiful. Yeah, you just gave a big gift to yourself and to your whole family.
I'm glad I could help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Sure.
All right, let's take a deep breath. And that was a big one. I know we've all experienced humiliation sometimes, and even inherited humiliation, so that was a big one. Definitely felt a relief on that one. So I have a feedback back from Emily, and she said, wow, thank you so, so much. I felt a relief in my heart. I replaced it with peace, love, and joy, and I keep releasing big time. And when you said take it out, I suddenly realized that I don't have to carry these energies anymore. So infinite gratitude, love, and light to you both.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so happy to hear that, Emily. Thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. All right, so I wanted to take a few moments to talk about how we can use pleasure as medicine that will allow us to tap into our divine essence and realize what we are called to be and do on the planet. Talk to us about that for a few moments.
Wow, that's a perfect segue from Annalie's feedback. Because, see, that's what I've realized myself recently, too. It's like, my gosh, you know what? I've grown up feeling like life is so heavy. There's a lot of pain. And just like you just said, once we release this stuff, there's a whole space where so much positive energy can be held instead. And how much better do we feel? And for many of us, you know, because especially here in New England, I don't know about the rest of the place, but, you know, with the Puritans and how it was like all about pain and life is hard. And that's just been passed down in the culture. And that's what they thought. You know, there was no bad intention there. That's what they believed was true and how to get to heaven. And that, what if the deeper truth is that we're meant to experience pleasure? And so I remember one day when I said, you know, I'm going to experiment with this. And I had had something go wrong with my printer and the cartridges, and I had to take it back and replace it and all of this stuff. And I found myself saying, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. And I said, no, you said you were going to be open to experiencing pleasure and finding out where it's already present in your life that you just haven't noticed. And so I caught myself, and I went into Staples, and I said, you know what? I'm going to shift. What if this is a pleasant experience? And I went up to the woman at the cashier and told her my problem. And she said, well, that's no problem here. Just go get another one. That's perfectly fine. I had to laugh. I said, oh, my gosh, that actually was a pleasurable experience. And then I got a call from a friend I hadn't heard from for a long time. And I'm like, how pleasurable was that to have that conversation? And then I'm eating lunch, and I'm realizing, oh, my God, I love the colors of this food. It's really pleasurable to notice and to just take it in and nourish myself with the food. Mm. And that is pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I was working with a few people in the afternoon, and it just gives me incredible joy. But I don't always take the moment to say it really gives me such great pleasure to support somebody else on their journey. And that enriches my life and fills me. And I'm like, okay, so that actually is pleasurable too. And, you know, and then at the end of the evening, I was texting a friend, and I just said, you know, I tried to live my life experiencing pleasure everywhere I could and noticing. And I think that was the key for me, that I realized, you know what, I'm often blinders on, going through life, trying to get done what I need to get done, going from one thing to the next, that I don't even notice how many things are pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that at the end of that day, I felt so much more grounded and peaceful and connected to myself, to God, and to the world. And I'm like, it really is about a mindset. And so I realized that there's such a lightness. And so it's really, to me, about bringing pleasure consciousness. And just noticing, trying it on, experiment, and see if the same thing happens for you. I just put out that invitation to you because I was totally amazed and shocked. And since then, I've really been consciously doing that and even asking myself, so is there any way in whatever experience I'm in that I could bring this up a notch and make it a little bit more pleasurable? Because not everything we can. You know, maybe it's going to be a 2 on a scale of 0 to 10, but maybe mm-hmm. I could get that to a 3, right? Or if it's a 7, maybe I could get it to an 8. And right. That, I realized, helps me to be much more honest to within myself and ask for what I need or take responsibility for what I need. And that gets me connected to my own essence, to my own life purpose, and to my own journey of self-actualization. I want to live my potential. I want to know what that is. And that is something positive and pleasurable to work towards. And I can do that in a painful way, or I can choose to be open and say, I wonder if there's anything else I could do right now to make this be more pleasurable for myself, and if I'm with somebody else, and for them, and ask them. So that they're, so because the more we each show up in our own lives and allow ourselves to experience pleasure if it's there, fun, enjoyment, whatever it is, our well-being, our whole bodies can heal, can relax enough. We don't let them relax enough. We can't experience pleasure if we're not relaxed. And so just taking a deep breath and letting that oxygen in and vitamin P, some vitamin P of pleasure can make a big difference. And just try it for yourself. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is such a great way to look at life, how each moment, you know, you can raise it a little bit higher, raise the bar a little bit more with everything that you're doing, everything that you're experiencing, and looking for that and searching for that. And because you're in that moment, then you're truly present. And as soon as you are present, you'll start to see how abundant you really are, how much you are really experiencing in your life, how much joy there really is and happiness that there really is in that moment, and that more is possible for you, right? So I just love that. Thank you so much, Lori.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And I just, there's still so many questions coming in from people, and so this just shows you how valuable and gifted you are, Lori, in what you do, because so many people are still wanting you to clear stuff, right? So if you're still wanting to work with Lori, either one-on-one or in a group session like we just did today, you can take a look at the special offers, which are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori13. And you can work in a group or one-on-one with Lori, because this work really is transformational. And, the clearings and the releasing happens now, but it processes through in days and weeks to come. There's so many different layers, right? There's so many different layers, so many different things come up. You know, right before we went on live, Lori cleared something for me, which I thought I had dealt with that, cleared that, released that, but there was still another little layer, and so it's like, wow. And it just gave me a big aha as well of how I can now use that energy or use that experience in a different way, to empower me and to be a support and a resource for me, which is really valuable as we move forward in our lives. So I want to thank you. And thank you all for your vulnerability, for your courage to call in, to ask your questions, because when you do, these clearings and releasings, of these emotions helps all of us, all of us on the call listening now, listening later, and the collective. Right? Anybody else who is experiencing that as well. So, one emotion at a time, one layer at a time, we are getting more and more clear, right? We are releasing and we are being able to access more of who we truly are. So thank you so much, Lori, and thank you everyone for all of your assistance today in doing that for all of us.
No, thank you. This was such a big gift, really. I so enjoyed it, and it really is deep work. So I invite you to really hold compassion for yourself as you process this. Be very kind.
And so, Lori, as we are processing, is there anything that we should do? I mean, I always talk about drinking lots of water, being mm-hmm. present in your body as much as you can be. Is there anything else that we should do as we're processing
yes.
this energy?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because I do want to let you know that some people may have vivid dreams tonight. This really is deep transformational work, as Laura was saying. And it may take a couple of days to a couple of weeks for some people to totally process and integrate this, because some of those emotions have been in deep layers for many years. And so that's where you want to hold deep compassion, be kind to yourself, eat well, sleep well, be out in nature. And the other thing is that any of the emotions we release today may come back and visit you over the next couple of days as echoes or waves. And so I invite you to just be an observer and put them up on a movie screen in front of you and say, oh, there you are, abandonment. There you are, grief. Thanks for stopping by. And mm-hmm. there's the door. Because the purpose really is their job is done and they're happy once we get the message. They just want to awaken us to actually what is our deepest desires, for joy, for happiness, for peace. And they're there to kind of guide us, awaken us to something we need to know to get in that direction and reach that goal. And so it's really a new way to relate to our emotions. They're meant to be friends. They're on our side. They're our allies. There's something important we need to know. And this is all about trusting your intuition and releasing, creating the space. What we did today was really powerful, and it's for each of us to be able to be our most powerful, radiant, fully expressed now. So thank you so much. It's a gift for me.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so You can, of course, go back and listen to this replay again to maybe go deeper, right? So the replay will be up shortly. And like I said, please do take a look at the offers that Lori has for us. Those are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori13. And, be gentle with yourself, be kind to yourself, drink lots of water, get out in nature, get some sun, you know, and just allow those emotions to come up, you know, see them, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Like Lori said, show them the door. So this is beautiful. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lori. I love you all. I'm so grateful for all of you. What a powerful, powerful call today. So much releasing. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now, everyone.